Right, stories. If no one minds, I'll take the first shovel.
Proceed.
There's a land on the other side of the mountains where they punish evildoers by hanging them. A noose, a scaffold, a drop. There's one drawback to this. There are rarely enough hangmen to go round. Oh, the big cities. They're all right. There's money to be made by it, after all. And somewhere there's always a Jack Ketchum waiting, ready to administer the final drop. But the smaller towns, where were they to get their hangmen from? You're an hangman. No one wants to shake your hand. Shake a hangman's hand and, you know, he's sizing you up for the last swing. Estimating your weight and height and the length of the rope you'd need if he was to send you to ride the three-legged mare. So you know what the little towns would do if there was no full-time hangman?
No.
They'd take the hangman from the ranks of them as was about to have to take the leap from the leafless tree. Midnight. On the night before the condemned was due to kick, or sometimes even as he stood with a noose around his neck, they'd come to him in his cell and offer him the choice. Serve as town hangman or kick the wind on the morrow. It wasn't that they'd pardoned him, see, merely postponed the hempen dance. He had to be hanged at the last, else the town would forever lose the right to have an hangman. But some said yes, some said no. Take Billy Scutt. He'd been a resurrectionist. He dug up the fresh dead for anatomy. He wasn't one of the bad ones, not like the widow Pryor had him. She'd poisoned all her family, except the twins, for half crown a head, for dissection, and the twins she sold to the Baldy house. Billy'd never killed no one, just taken them back new buried from the earth and sold them to the doctors that asked no questions. They came to Billy at the gallows steps as he queued up behind Widow Pry, waiting his turn.
We need a new hangman,
said the sheriff.
I'll do it,
said Billy, although he was awful scared. So they let him loose. And he went home to his wife, and from that day forth he was the topsman and the dropsman of the town. Billy Scutt was the best hangman the town had had. When he hanged you, you stayed hung. The trap would open, you'd cut your caper on nothing and be clean gone.
Hush now, little ones. Daddy's got nooses to make.
He wasn't a happy man, though he took pride in his profession as he never had with body snatching. Good clean drops that snapped spines and ended lives sharp as a cut. No one was ever hanged twice when Billy Scutt was the dancing master.
Will you be gentle with me, Mr. Scutt?
As a lamb, miss.
There were some said that was because he looked at each poor soul preparing for the final dance and knew that there, but for grace at the town council, went Billy Scutt. The years went by. Each night he returned from his work at the gallows to his wife, his growing children, their cottage, and looked at them as one gazes upon precious things. Still, all things end, and Billy Scutt's children grew like rowans and had children of their own, and his wife's hair turned moon white. And one day, Billy found himself unable to get out of the bed